This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week is a big one for football, both pro and college. Tomorrow, USC plays UCLA, a game with a lot of money at stake. And here's why. It could help decide who gets an extremely high-profile and well-paying job, head coach at USC. The interim coach, Ed Orgeron, took over when the school fired its previous coach. And now the team is on a hot streak. And Orgeron, who was once a placeholder and a long shot, might get to stick around if he can keep winning. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
College football's highest paid coach makes more than $5.5 million. USC may be willing to top that. And much more money than that is at stake, says sports business attorney Kenneth Shropshire.
The attention that a great head coach can bring to a school is pretty phenomenal in terms of the dollars that are related to it and in terms of the marketing value.
Ed Orgeron's unexpected success complicates the university's choice. His previous head coaching run at Ole Miss was a disaster, so football watchers thought USC would choose a big-name coach with a shelf of national titles. But winning matters, and now he's getting support from players, alums, and importantly, the wealthy fans who write checks.
You have to listen to those donors because they are the people who are primarily funding your program.
Daniel Durbin directs the Annenberg Institute of Sports, Media, and Society. It's at USC, so he's following the situation closer than most. Passionate support aside, the school needs to be sure the interim coach's current success is no fluke.
He is, to a degree, catching lightning in a bottle. And the question is this a one-time boost, or is this evidence that he has grown as a coach and is ready to take over a marquee program?
Temple University sports economist Michael Leeds says what happens on the field tomorrow will be critical.
If he wins, it would be extremely hard for USC to let him go.
Many share that opinion. A victory against an arch rival just might be enough to clear doubts stemming from bad seasons past. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.